Hello, everyone. Oh. So I just wanted to spend a few minutes thanking the tons of people who have invested in us through Sunday school and childcare. And Nathan, you're not going to be the only one tearing up here. But one of the things is I started coming to Fairhaven when I was 3, and you guys were the biggest part of my church experience here. I was the one who got to see you guys every week, and you guys have made Fairhaven feel like such home to me. Thank you so much. And not only were you guys invested in the Sunday schools, there was the 9 o'clock, the 11 o'clock, and then there was midweek Bible studies. There was the portion of time where we even had children's church during the time our parents had breaking of bread. It felt like you guys went out of your way to spend time with us. And as a kid, I didn't realize it, but as an adult, how hard it is to make availability and time to do fun and good things is not always the easiest thing to do. So thank you so much for investing time in us. I also want to thank you all for the fun memories that I've had. Peggy Grissom sharing missionary stories and playing games afterwards to make sure that we remembered those. And then also Mark Lopez, the tons of times we played Hangman, and one of us would suggest the letter I, and he would go, "Oh, you mean like an eyeball?" And he would draw an eyeball with some lashes, and we're like, "No, the letter I." The Mother's and Father's Day crafts, the children's choirs, there's just so many fond memories that I just hold dear to me. I also want to thank you guys for teaching us the Word of God and who God is. Other than my parents, you guys were the biggest source of biblical information that I had received. And it took a few years, but when I did finally come to terms that I was a vile sinner, I knew right away what to do because you guys were the ones who taught me and through the memory verses that you guys had me remember or memorize. And then I also wanted to thank you guys because a lot of the ministries that I have been a part of has been through because of you guys. When I turned 13, I was allowed to help out in childcare, and I jumped on that as soon as I could because I wanted the kids to have the exact same experience I did and to have the same love I did, and I wanted to personally be a part of that. And then over the years, I have been able to help out in so many ministries, childcare, VBS, Truth and Training, and even now I'm helping out with Cubbies. That was all because of your loving care. And also I wanted to thank Kevin Cooper. One week in Sunday school, he offered everyone in my Sunday school class, "Hey, does anyone want to help out with the PowerPoint?" And I didn't realize how big of a thing it was that he offered it to the whole class until after I started working with the PowerPoint, because everyone was so amazed that me as a woman was helping out in technology. So thank you, Kevin, because through the PowerPoint, I've been able to help out in so many different ways. For example, I got to learn how to do the soundboard. I got to learn more of the music ministry and the speakers, and also I've been able to help out in the women's retreats. I love helping people, and it has given me an opportunity to help the church so much. So thank you all for allowing me to help the church. And also I wanted to thank you all, not just for caring about us when we're this high, but that you care about us even today. I have so many people who come in and say, "Hi, how are you doing?" And even Peggy Grissom comes up and gives me hugs and say how much she loves helping the children's ministry. And a lot of you guys still help out in the children's ministry today. So thank you all for your time. Thank you for your love and care. Thank you for training us to being able to help the church. Thank you.